T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And now, a Rob Brown Lowdown, ESPN Upstate.
Talk a little South Carolina football. We may throw a pepper him with a couple of national championship questions at the end. From the Greenville News, the young man they call Corey Diaz joins us on the show. Corey, happy game day, big fella. How we feeling, my man?
Appreciate you, man. We're impatiently counting down the hours, man, for this evening. Really excited about getting to watch the final game of the college football season. So it's going to be fun.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that coming up in a minute, but obviously we got to put a little cap in the final, the end of South Carolina season was a big win over North Carolina in a border war in the Duke's Mayo Bowl. But there's been some moves since then. We've had Shane Beamer's first departure from his coaching staff. We got a big transfer in from NC State earlier today. What's been the latest, the biggest couple of headlines you think in the last couple of days that impact the 22 season?
Sure. I mean, I think, what I have found most interesting about Terrell Dawkins deciding to join South Carolina, transfer from North Carolina State, is, you know, his what could potentially have been his position coach, and Mike Peterson was not on staff when he committed to play at South Carolina. To me, what that tells you is this is the kind of kid that you want in your football program, because he's not committing to a specific position coach. He's actually committing to the vision, the direction, and the culture of the football program. He talked about his – I've seen interviews with him discussing his conversations with Clayton White and as well as Shane Beamer. And that's a kid that you want, in your football program, because it's not going to be a kid that – yeah, obviously he is a transfer, but to me that signals a kid that's probably – going to be here until his either playing days are over or he, foregoes a year or two or what have you to enter the NFL draft. And so, and again, I mean, when you talk about losing Enagbare and Aaron Sterling at both of the end positions, I mean, there was a lot of need at that position, and it was big for South Carolina to get him to commit and, not to sort of deviate away from the football field, but to me, Aaliyah Boston, she recorded her ninth straight double-double yesterday, something that has not happened with the South Carolina women's basketball program in, I believe, 42 or 43 years. I don't know what more needs to happen. If there's listeners out there who are South Carolina fans who have not gotten to the Colonial Life Arena yet this season to check out this women's basketball team, I don't know what more needs to happen to convince you to go down there and get it, because I tell you, man, just about every time you walk in that building, something historic is happening. And what Dawn Staley and her team just continues to do every time they get out on the floor, man, it's just impressive. It's incredible. And, there's another game coming up on Thursday night against a team that's probably not going to be in the top 25, but ended the week in the top 25, so it's going to be another quality game. So, looking forward to that. I'm going to be in the building again for that. So, just a lot of really good things are happening in Columbia right now.
We're talking to Corey Diaz from the Greenville News. He covers South Carolina athletics over there in Columbia. As far as roster moves, we looked the other day and Again, we saw a transfer in this morning. Big defensive tackle from NC State is being added to the roster. I think that was absolutely going to be labeled a position of need for the Gamecocks. Jason Brown out. He's now headed to Virginia Tech to be a Hokie. But there's going to be good competition in the quarterback room even without Jason Brown on the roster next year. Obviously, Spencer Rattler is the big get. But there's a lot of competition. I have said a couple of times, Corey, that Shane Beamer is doing something I think you have to do if you want to get ahead in recruiting from this position in history moving forward. And it is to have great relationships with kids and convince them that the school will be able to do as much for you as they want you to do for the school, et cetera. Have you seen Shane Beamer working on relationships as kind of being a priority moving forward?
Yeah, I think so. And just with the position that you were just talking about, Rob, I mean, look, so you have a kid in Braden Davis who's been, committed to come play at South Carolina for, what seems like just forever. You know, he was a commitment for a long time, come in and play quarterback. And not only does Shane go out and get Spencer Rattler from Oklahoma, a former five-star prospect, to come transfer and sign with South Carolina and come in and play. But then, right before signing day, you get Tanner Bailey, who, I believe he's from Gordo, Alabama, which I have been to before. It is a one-stop light town about 40 miles northwest of Tuscaloosa, Alabama. So if you blink, you miss it if you drive through. But, they have a really good football program there. I've covered a couple of games when I was interning at the Tuscaloosa News many moons ago. So you bring in this kid into the fold too. So, again, I think that's a really clear example of just the kind of relationship, like coach to player relationship, that Shane just continues to build with a lot of these kids that he's, getting to sort of buy into, obviously the competitive culture of what they're trying to build. And, I saw an interview that Shane was on, I believe it was the Pat McAfee show a couple of weeks ago. Just a couple of days after the bowl game. And, that was something that Pat asked Shane about was, how do you get your program up to a level of a Georgia or an Alabama, and that was the very specific thing that Shane talked about was we have to formulate this culture of competition where, we do sign two or three or four, four-star recruits at one position and have them buy into the idea of coming in and competing, because it's not only about you, it's about the team, and it's about making the team better.
Corey Diaz writes for the Greenville News, covers the Gamecocks for TGN. Looked at the 2022 South Carolina football schedule released last week, Corey, and South Carolina kind of thrown into the thick of it right off the bat. They open on the 3rd against Georgia State, but then not only back-to-back SEC games in week 2 and 3, but they open up on the road at Arkansas before they come back home to take on what I assume is going to be another very good Georgia team. What's the focus for Shane Beamer as far as knowing that this team has to come out of the gate hot? I mean, if you lose a couple up front, you do get Charlotte and then SC State back-to-back weeks after that, so a little recovery time before you got to go on the road to Kentucky. But it looks to me like, if South Carolina can come out of those first three at 2-1, they got a chance to, I mean, certainly I think bowl eligibility isn't an expectation, but a demand next year, right?
I mean, I would say, Rob, right now, as you and I are talking on January 10th, 2022, a little less than 8 months out from kicking the season off, I think if the team next year doesn't make a bowl game, it would be a huge disappointment. I mean, look, again, and it's not just about Spencer Rattler. It's not just about Austin Stogner. It's not just about Terrell Dawkins. It's not just about these kids that they signed. When you look at if you would have looked at South Carolina's roster a year ago from today versus the roster that they have listed on their website as of right now today, if you look at those two different rosters and think, there's not much talent difference. There's not much difference. Then you're kind of in the dark a little bit, because I mean this group right now. And again, there's going to be more movement. There's probably going to be some that decide to leave. You know, there's going to be probably more transfers, and obviously there's another signing period come up where I think there's a couple more that we might would see. You know, from a freshman class perspective, come in and join the football program. But I mean this roster in 1 year's time, just the amount of increase in talent, I think is impressive. And obviously, again, it doesn't just start at the quarterback position, which I think it's gotten immensely better with the addition of Rattler. But, you know, you're looking at guys that, guys that have decided to come back, you know, especially on the defensive side of the ball. You know, Zach Pickens could have been a guy that decided to forego and enter the NFL draft, but decided again, as we talked about a second ago, buying into the culture, coming back, just trying to leave a legacy at a place like South Carolina. You know, the Brad Johnsons, the RJ Rodericks. I mean, these guys were important pieces for this 2022 roster, to where, you know, like you said, Rob, look, that game in Fayetteville week two next year, it is going to be a measuring stick game. It's going to be one of those, cliche early season games that really tells you where you are, where a team is. Fayetteville is a hard place to play. And this Arkansas program that Sam Pittman has built the last 3 years is really, really, really good. They looked good in their bowl game against Penn State. So that's going to be a huge quality matchup on the road. And then you got Georgia at home. So, there's a two big early SEC play tests. But even if South Carolina does drop the game at Arkansas and does lose to Georgia at home, I don't think it hurts them as much as it would have maybe this year.
Corey Diaz covers the Gamecocks Athletic Department for the Greenville News, joins us every Monday on the Rob Brown Show and ESPN Upstate. All right, last question, and then I want to pepper you with a couple of national championship game questions, Corey. Spencer Rattler obviously coming over from Oklahoma, and the dude has a little bit of a reputation, obviously. I don't think he helped it all that much by transferring out of Oklahoma, though I do understand his decision. There have been videos of him in high school coming out where he seems to be a bit of a hothead, a bit arrogant, a bit egotistical, but also seems to have a really good relationship with Shane Beamer. It was enough to get him to transfer over to South Carolina. I know that he has been in Columbia now. He posted a picture on social media last week from inside of Willie B. Has there been any outside of I saw the Garnet Trust interview with him. But have there been sightings around Spencer Rattler? Like, is he in town? Is he buying in? And what's the feeling about him, both from you and your colleagues covering this team and from the general fan base of Gamecocks fans in Columbia?
Yeah, you know, he was actually on campus, late last week. He finally took a visit. He took an official visit to University of South Carolina, a place where he had already signed before he'd even stepped foot on campus before. Another one of those just like weird, quirky things. But, you know, again, I mean, you know, as we talked about, you know, it's that coach to player relationship, right? And Shane is, Shane seems to have a really good grasp on just really selling a program, you know, getting kids to buy in. But no, man, I mean, look, when I get in my car, like I drove to the bank this morning, get out of my car, drive to the bank. I know the teller at my bank that's literally right around the corner from my apartment. And, she knows that I cover South Carolina for the USA Today Network and the Greenville News. And, she is a football fan herself. And the first time I went to the bank after the initial announcement of Rattler joining South Carolina, I mean, I go in and that's the thing that she wants to talk about. You know, I think that's the entire South Carolina Gamecock fan base right now is, and it's not, you know, to not say that any of the other positions on the team are of equal importance, because they all are, it's a team game, but look, quarterback's the face of your program. Quarterback really makes the machine go, right? And, you know, everyone is behind, this decision to bring Spencer Rattler in. Shane said something, during his signing day press conference that I think, those who potentially doubt, the potential of a negative you know, impact that Spencer might would have on this football program. You know, Shane said, look, if I didn't know what kind of person he was, I wouldn't have brought him in. You know, we don't bring, you know, kids in off of just, you know, recruiting stars and profiles alone. Like, you know, they get him and his staff, they get to know these kids and they want the right people in their football program. And I think it's just telling enough that, you know, after he says that, you know, Spencer Rattler is signing. You know, I think that's an omen of there may have been some immaturity in the past. There may have been some potential character issues in the past, but you know, what he knows about Spencer and how he feels about him, he feels that he's a guy that can come in and positively affect this football program. And I think it's what everyone needs to focus on.
Corey Diaz covers the Gamecocks for the Greenville News, joins us here on the Rob Brown Show. We got about 2 minutes left, Corey. So just your thoughts. I've said, look, if Georgia wants to win this game tonight, it's got to be – they've got to play violently enough at the line of scrimmage that some of them get charged with assault and battery after the game is over, because you're not going to out-scheme Nick Saban in this game. Your only hope is to blow up his scheme and hope that they can't fix it while you jump out to a lead. What does Alabama, what does Georgia need to do if they want to hoist the trophy when it's all said and done?
Yeah, I mean, I think when you look at Georgia, I mean, obviously that's a great point, Rob. I mean, look, we saw these two teams play each other in the SEC Championship game just a little over a month ago, right? I think it was five weeks ago now. And yeah, I mean, Alabama, you know, their offensive line dominated the line of scrimmage. You know, obviously something that no one saw coming, especially with Jordan Davis and Tindall and those guys up front, Devontae Walker for Georgia. I mean, you know, just special talented guys. But, you know, Alabama was up to the task. You know, they were, I think they heard a lot of the talk, you know, leading up to that game. And you know, they went out there with a mindset of they weren't going to be disrespected like that, you know, in the talking heads and the folks that, you know, put these prognostications together. And so to me, Georgia's biggest key is Kirby Smart. I don't think he can get in his own way like he's done against Alabama in the past. You know, the come from behind Alabama SEC championship with Jalen Hurts coming off the bench and leading Alabama to the win. I mean, there was that just crazy decision to try to fake that punt there around midfield and it failed. Alabama gets the ball back and they go right down. They score, you know, it's things like that, you know, things that, you know, in the national championship game 4 years ago, you know, Georgia's up, I believe 10-0 at halftime. They come out and instead of continuing to being the aggressor, Kirby decides to lay back and goes, look, we're just going to run the ball. And if we 3 yards in a cloud of dust, we just punt it away. Well, again, coaching strategy bites him in the, you know, rear end. So Georgia's biggest key is Kirby Smart. They have to put their foot on the gas and keep it there. And then for Alabama, you know, I think it's on their defensive side of the ball. You know, I think that, you know, their secondary has been, not to the Nick Saban level that we've seen in his 15 years at Alabama. I think this secondary has been pretty suspect all year long. So if they can, if they can get Stetson Bennett to, you know, throw the ball in tight windows, not really give him a whole lot of numbers in order to which to throw to. You know, I think that could be a big key for Alabama to ultimately win this game tonight and get a second straight national championship.
Corey Diaz is the host, joins us here on the Rob Brown Show. He writes and covers the Gamecocks Athletic Department for the Greenville News every single Monday. He comes and chats the football. Corey, my man, appreciate it always, big dog. We will talk to you next week when we got a championship crowned.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you guys. Y'all take care. Talk to y'all soon.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at ESPNUpstate.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.